Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai says President Robert Mugabe should approach the courts to delay the election. The Constitutional Court ruled should be held by July 31st, saying key reforms should be implemented first.
The only logical escape out of this tight spot is to do what we did for the by-elections. Go back to court and ask for extension. Just go to court and say, we cannot make the date because we don't have the money, we don't have the time to do it.
Cabinet approves electoral law amendments as preparation for this year's national election continue.
Now, some of the critical changes that we expect to see in the proposed bill are issues to do with the electoral process. They've also clearly spelled out the way they could have to transmit the results to the various command centers.
And the Southern African Development Community's extraordinary summit to discuss Zimbabwe's forthcoming election and other regional hotspots are now scheduled for Saturday in Maputo, Mozambique.
This meeting will really give us an indication of what direction the nation is likely to take towards elections. So it's quite critical.
Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai says President Robert Mugabe should approach the courts to delay national elections the Constitutional Court ruled should be held by July 31. Mr. Tsvangirai says the election timeline set by the court is not feasible as key democratic reforms should be implemented first ahead of any fresh election. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Addressing civil society groups in the capital today, Mr. Tsvangirai said President Mugabe should respect the country's laws that require him to institute democratic reforms before elections are held. The Premier said the Constitution does not allow the President to unilaterally declare the date of an election without consulting him. Mr. Tsvangirai said there was no need for Harare to rush into another election whose results would be contested. Following the Constitutional Court ruling ordering polls to be held by July 31, Mr. Tsvangirai said the president can seek to delay the elections pending the implementation of key democratic reforms.
The only logical escape out of this tight spot is to do what we did for the by-elections. Go back to court and ask for extension. Just go to court and say, we cannot make the date because we don't have the money, we don't have the time to do it. Hopefully, President Mugabe will get that advice.
The Premier told civil society leaders that Cabinet yesterday resolved it is no longer the responsibility of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission's chief elections officer to announce poll results.
The first one is that instead of having an election officer announcing the results, it's now going to be the chairperson of ZEC who is going to announce the results. The other one, which became a very point of heated debate, is this so-called Clause 57. Where people are asked to show once they voted their says, show us the stamp. That is also going. Because when you go and teach people, telling them that we know how you vote, and then you ask them to show the voting slip, surely that is intimidation. And also that is going also.
Speaking about the ongoing mobile voter registration exercise, Mr. Tsvangirai accused the Registrar General's office of deploying soldiers to conduct the program nationwide.
We understand that the people who were hired by Registrar General's office are police officers and soldiers. And therefore, what they are doing is that they don't want to register. They pretend to be at registration centers. Spend a whole day, try to make it complicated for people to register. Any voter registration center where these obstacles are being placed, please draw them to our attention. We want to make sure that everyone who desires to register, registers.
Studio 7 failed to obtain comment from Registrar General Tobaiwa Mudede. The MDC has previously accused the military of interfering in the country's political affairs. Mr. Tsvangirai says He will raise the need for Harare to demilitarize national processes at SADC's extraordinary summit in Maputo, Mozambique, Sunday. Although cabinet agreed on amendments to the Electoral Act, the prime minister said he will continue to pursue amendments to other laws that infringe on the rights of people ahead of this year's elections.
What is now left is to present to parliament the electoral amendment. I understand that they didn't want to touch POSA and AIPA. We'll take legal action to make sure that those amendments are done because they do affect the electoral environment.
Responding to a question on whether his party will unite with the MDC formation of Industry Minister Washman Ncube ahead of elections, Mr. Tsvangirai said that depends on whether the unity will be in the national interest or not.
We will always unite on issues, and I'm sure that Professor Washman Ncube will equally be motivated by the national interest. And I am motivated by the national interest. That's why we organized that meeting.
Mr. Tsvangirai promised to look into concerns by non-governmental organizations complaining that ZEC is refusing to accredit them to monitor the ongoing voter registration process. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.